Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading. Pardon me, the daily reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 92, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the Old King James Version each day without comment, in chronological order with my family, as we have done together since we have been married, and even before the children start coming, we prayed and read the Bible every day now for over 33 years. And so now God has given me the privilege, because we did it behind the scenes, as we all should do, faithfully. For all of these years, God tapped me to say, son, I want you to help others. For some don't know, and some know, but they have stopped doing it. That's the only reason why we do this. I don't do this for my health. I don't do this to be seen. God has blessed me to be well known, and I don't do this because it's easy, because it is not. Whenever you go live, there's anything could happen, and that adds stress to your life. And on top of that, the devil does not like the fact that we are spreading this abroad. So he fights us constantly. He wants this shut down. This right here, he probably hates this more than my preaching on Sunday morning, I don't know, or just as much. Because I preach the gospel in this service, teach people how to, from the Word of God, how to live in their families, pray for people. We do a whole lot in this service, and the devil wants this stopped. Now, if there is a devil, he wants this stop. I can assure you, and there is a devil. Many of you do not understand that, because you have bought into the pitiful lie that everything is supposed to go well and smooth and dandy and lovey-dovey all the time in the Christian life. But those who are engaged in the ministry for real, they will tell you, not only me, but thousands of others will tell you, serving God in the ministry is a battle. This is no joke. And so many have been knocked out of the race, because the battle is real. And that's why Paul asks for prayer. That's why I ask for prayer, and that's why we all need prayer. So this unique viewpoint allows us to read the whole Bible as a true story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history today. We are reading Job chapter 40. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, we pray, I pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for your holy word. I pray that you'll fill all of us who are saved with your Holy Spirit. Fill us with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing of your Holy Spirit, and your strength and your energy to read your holy word and to grasp what you're saying to us. Hide it in our hearts. Help us to remember it even as we read it. Help us to meditate on it, and help us to do it and to share it with others, to unleash it, to preach the holy gospel from it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the great, or rather the distinct privilege, and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, Thus Saith the Lord, at Job chapter 40. It's not showing. What you just put down is not showing. Right here. Moreover, the Lord answered Job and said, Shall he that contendeth with the Almighty instruct him? He that reproveth God, let him answer it. Then Job answered the Lord and said, Behold, I am vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay mine hand upon my mouth. Once have I spoken, but I will not answer. Yea, twice, but I will proceed no further. Then answered the Lord unto Job out of the whirlwind and said, Gird up thy loins now like a man. I will demand of thee and declare thou unto me. Wilt thou also disannul my judgment? Wilt thou condemn me, that thou mayest be righteous? Hast thou an arm like God, or canst thou thunder with a voice like him? Deck thyself now with majesty and excellency, and array thyself with glory and beauty. Cast abroad the rage of thy wrath, and behold every one that is proud, and abase him. Look on every one that is proud, and bring him low, and tread down the wicked in their place. Hide them in the dust together, and bind their faces in secret. Then will I also confess unto thee that thine own right hand can save thee. Behold, now, Behemoth. Behold now, Behemoth, which I made with thee. He eateth grass as an ox. Lo now, his strength is in his loins, and his force is in the navel of his belly. He moveth his tail like a cedar. The sinews of his stones are wrapped together. His bones are as strong pieces of brass. His bones are like bars of iron. He is the chief of the ways of God. He that made him can make his sword to approach unto him. Surely the mountains bring him forth food, where all the beasts of the field play. He lieth under the shady trees. In the covert of the reed and fins, the shady trees cover him with their shadow. The willows of the brook compass him about. Behold, he drinketh up a river and hasteth not. He trusteth that he can draw up Jordan into his mouth. He taketh it with his eyes, his nose pierceth through snares. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word. Give us great understanding of it by the power of your Holy Spirit and by the power of your grace, and help us, Lord, to love your holy word, cherish it, apply it to our lives, and share it with others, and preach it, and preach the gospel to others. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave, our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. And that leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world and that he died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.